We're getting news from lots of retailers. We're also getting some news from the housing front. What should we make of all this? I'm John Wardock. We'll talk to the chief investment strategist at Northern Trust straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
Joining us on the line from Chicago is Jim McDonald. He's the chief investment strategist at Northern Trust. Jim, how are you doing?
Doing great, John. Thanks.
How is the economy doing these days? We're getting retail news, Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, and then we also got some news about housing starts down some 11% in October. Where are we right now?
I think that the U.S. economy is reasonably durable. We're getting varied reports showing both strength and weakness. But to paraphrase, and with apologies to Mark Twain, the demise of the U.S. consumer has once again been greatly exaggerated. There was a lot of concern about retail sales, but at the end of the day, the retailers are reporting reasonably good numbers.
What caught your attention on the retail front?
I think most importantly, the retailers that aren't being disintermediated by the internet. So if you look at, for example, the home improvement retailers, Home Depot and Lowe's, their same-store sales were up 5 to 7%. So that's pretty strong corroboration that the consumer in the U.S. is continuing to spend.
And that sort of flows into the housing news. Yes, we did get that 11% drop in housing starts. But permits for new construction were actually up, right?
Yes, permits were up 4%, and they've been relatively consistent. And if you look at the performance of the home building stocks today, they're actually slightly in the green. So the housing start number has got to be an anomaly. There is just there's too much evidence of improvement on the job front to believe that the housing market's falling out of bed.
So as we get ready to celebrate the holidays and some of us go out and probably spend too much on gifts, what's your sense of where we are as we round out the final weeks for 2015?
Well, as you look at the historical pattern of spending, there's a pretty strong relationship between how the stock market does and the willingness of consumers to spend. So if we get the traditional year-end rally, which would be my best guess, then that should support relatively good consumer spending numbers through the end of the year.
Let me ask you about what's going on with Wall Street. Really rocky, volatile summer. Things seem to be settling down a bit. Is Santa Claus on the way in terms of a Santa Claus rally?
Well, short-term market predictions are very difficult, but my best guess is that we would have the traditional year-end strength in the markets that we have experienced in the past. I think that the investment community is getting increasingly comfortable that a move by the Federal Reserve will not be disruptive, and so we'll be focusing much more on the economic data, which we expect to continue to come through in an okay but not fabulous fashion.
Speaking of the Fed, it seems like every day there's a different speculative piece about what the Fed is thinking. Are we obsessing about the Federal Reserve too much?
I think there has been too much focus on what the Fed's move is going to be, and the market has had plenty of time to discount the fact that the Fed is going to raise rates. Markets are rarely disrupted by a long contemplated development. It's usually something out of the blue that will disrupt a market advance. So I absolutely do not expect the Fed to be disruptive to the bond or the stock market.
So everyday investors who are listening to this, maybe on the train going to work or in their car or in their kitchen, and they have some money in the markets, what should they think of all the noise going on with the Federal Reserve speculation?
I'd put that to the side. I think that what's really going to move stocks over the next 6 to 12 months will be evidence of the economy starting to regain some momentum out of the soft spot that we've been in. And the first data point coming up on that front at the macro level will be next Monday, where we'll get the flash manufacturing PMIs for the month of November. So that's the economic data that's next on the agenda that can help drive risk appetite.
And we do get some housing news next week and some consumer news. It's going to be really a holiday shortened week with Thanksgiving falling on the Thursday as usual. What will you be watching next week?
Well, I think you've highlighted the key issues. The housing data, people are pretty comfortable that we're in a slow but steady recovery. And so evidence about the manufacturing sector with these manufacturing purchasing manager indexes being announced on Monday will be the biggest data of the week. So if you could only watch one report next week, I'd watch the flash manufacturing PMIs on Monday.
Jim McDonald, he is the chief investment strategist at Northern Trust. Thanks, Jim.
Happy to do it, John.
Hear more shows at WSJ.com/podcasts.
Today, our guest is Margaret Cho.
WSJ Speakeasy.
Late night TV. How do you feel about that? The fact that all these guys behind desks wearing ties.
I can wear a tie. I can do the job. I could do every job there. I could be the host. I could be the sidekick. I could be writer and the band leader.
WSJ Speakeasy. Interviews with celebrities and marquee guests.
But could you hold the cue cards?
Absolutely.
You can, so you can do it all. Okay.
I can do it all.
WSJ Podcasts, the sound of success.